Welcome to the Radio Coffee House chat room, sponsored by The Big Day, the ultimate life coaching resource for all eight areas of your life. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
Good morning. I'm Robert Whipple, your host. So I have a question I want to start out and ask you. So I want you to get your listening ears on. So here's the question. Do you believe where you are right now, whatever situation you may be facing, do you believe that you have the ability to do the impossible? Now, that's a good question, and you want to think about that question. So where does that start? I think it starts with raising the standards that it could be in all eight areas of your life. I think that's a fundamental change or fundamental truth for change and growth. So until you make a decision, you as a individual, to raise your standards, I don't believe anything else will ever change. We've been talking about what you expect and the critical role that the law of expectation also plays into that. And that law of expectation is the course or the compass on which way your life is heading. Right now, your life is heading in the direction of what you're expecting. So I'm a realist. The Big Day is about being a realist. I don't want to talk about being positive. I want to talk about the reality of where we are. So here's a major reality. We as human beings, we face so many negatives that are working against us. And to make matters worse, what we believe is we've been well trained by sometimes the big bullies of life. The bully that lack is okay, scarcity, turmoil, here's a good one, strife, poor health, living with fear, making it from week to week financially. Again, we've been convinced by the big bullies, just it's kind of like a normal part of life. So what do you do with a bully? I will never forget when I was age 11, just like I'm here today. I mean, just like as real as it is today, at age 11, I had this bully across the street that lived across the street from us. His name was Jamie Al. And that guy harassed me every single day. In fact, I remember sometimes he would chase me into my house. So my mother would say, what you do with a bully is you hit him in the stomach. I mean, you hit him right in the middle of the stomach and knock the wind out of him. So one day, Heather, Nancy, I made a decision, come hell or high water, I was going to stand up to that bully. I mean, I made a decision in my life. And what's interesting is that is the day that my life changed. When I made that decision, no more am I going to let that bully harass me. So what do we do here? I mean, like, how do we start this thing out? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about continuing to do the impossible, or how to do the impossible, the practical ways to do the impossible. Well, once again, good morning. I'm Robert Whipple, your host, and I'm speaking live this Saturday morning from the beautiful KLIF studios in Victory Plaza. And I have the privilege of working with Southern Painting. I think it's one of the most successful painting companies, I believe it is, in America. And a shout out to Mark Collins, if you're listening this morning. Thank you, Mark and Vicki, and all of the Southern Painting team. I'm also the author of the best-selling book, The Big Day. That's what we're here about today, talking about your big day. And I am the host of the Radio Coffee House chat room, as you probably have guessed. Our goal is to talk about relevant topics that are going to help you improve your life, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And our mission statement is to help you in the midst to get over those obstacles that you may be facing. That's why we like to talk about doing the impossible. My co-host, my wife, my second best friend for over 45 years, Nancy, Nurse Nancy,
yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on in your life?
Well, I was thinking when you said that about your mom, that could be old school. Now, I don't think we teach our kids to beat up on the neighbor.
Wait a minute, he was beating up on me. I had to stand up for myself.
I think it's old school now.
I don't think it's old school. I think it's very relevant.
No.
Whipple, come on. So, yeah, I don't know. There we're going to respectfully agree to disagree. Also in the studio, and just a quick shout out to Jason Ward. He was scheduled to be here this morning, but he has bronchitis or whatever people are getting these days. But my special guest in the studio is Heather Lester, our creative director for the Big Day. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. Great to be here.
So here's a question for you. Do you believe that you have or people? I mean, this is like we opened up. Do you believe you have it in you to do the impossible? I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I believe that everyone has it in them to do the impossible. I wholeheartedly believe that. I feel like the way we're created and designed, we all have it in us. We were born to do the impossible, whether or not we realize it. And the impossible may look different for every person, but the point is, I actually believe that if you have not done the impossible yet, you've not really tapped into your true potential.
So, okay, that's like life-changing right there. So I want you to say that again. I want you to think about what you just said, because it's like, this is a big time life-changing comment she just made. So I want you to say that again.
If you have not done the impossible yet, you have not tapped into your true potential.
No matter how old you are?
No matter how old you are, what race you are.
What you're facing?
Where you're from, what your favorite color is.
Friends, family.
Friends, family, background. Because the thing is, we're all designed to do the impossible. I think most of the time we don't know how to get from possible to impossible. But the moment that you believe you have it in you to do the impossible, you've just made today your big day. And that's, you know, that's why you wrote the big day, you know.
That's good.
One of the biggest points is to combine the spiritual and the natural. And that's exactly what we're talking about in the big day. You can't just do the impossible without the right components, you know, but you have it in you to do it. You have everything that you need.
Right.
Yeah, the name of our radio show is the Coffee Radio House Chat Room.
Coffee House Chat Room. Did you get your coffee
too
this
much.
Morning yet?
Too much.
Hey, I have mine right here.
Okay, so here we go, guys. Let me give you our phone number. 888-787-5543. 888-787-5543. The chat room, we want your comments. So if you have a question or a comment you just would like to make, feel free to give us a call. That's what we're going to be talking about is how to do the impossible.
I think she drinks her coffee straight up. No totally. Sugar.
No sugar. Black.
It's black.
I like my coffee undefiled.
So doing the impossible.
You would
come
like
on.
This. My parents drank instant coffee.
Mm. Now that's the impossible.
That is the impossible. Every night, 10 o'clock.
Somebody's chasing a few rabbits along the way, aren't we?
I like rabbits.
One step at a time, doing the impossible.
Talking coffee here.
So here we go. So our first step in doing that is to, this is not going to sound real sexy, but it is the reality. I like to talk about that reality thing, Heather and Nancy. I like to talk about, like, okay, what is the reality of how am I going to actually do this impossible? I mean, what is a step? I mean, it sounds good. I mean, it sounds very motivational, actually. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But what is the first step in doing the impossible? And I think it starts with a goal plan, a goal. Now, here's the problem. Most people today, they don't have written goals. In fact, I've heard that less than about 2-3% of the human race, much less people living in America today, have written goals. And I always ask myself, why is that? I think I know the answer. I think the biggest answer is that they don't have a system put together. It's not practical. It sounds good. It's something I want to do. But we got to talk about that when you look at having a goal plan, the first step is you have to have something that's easy to implement, mm-hmm. something that's not like a daunting task, something that has an ability that you can actually take a step, your first step, just like a baby step, not chasing a rabbit, but our first step is what is it that I'm trying to do? Okay, I want to have a goal system. So you have to have something that's easy to implement. Also, you need something that's systematic, something that if you don't have a system in your goals program, you really don't have a goals program. So that's our first step that we want to take.
You know, I think that even before you set up a goal or even a goals system, I think what's even more important is the paradigm shift that comes before that. The reason you're even going to set up a goal is because you have a paradigm shift in your life where you're saying, this is where I am now, but, you know, I kind of want to be here in this area of my life.
That's what we talked about, raising your standards. Mm-hmm. You have to have that first. I mean, you have to want to raise your standards.
Yeah, you have to want to raise your standards. You have to want a paradigm shift. And actually, a paradigm shift is the seed of possibility. Because as soon as you set your mindset to be different and higher, once that takes root, impossibility doesn't stand a chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Kind of like it's the starting of the starting where you are. Mm-hmm. So we're back to our first step. So, okay, we change. We're saying we want to change what our expectancy is. We want to change the status quo. So once we start that wanting to change, you have to make a decision. I like what you said. Mm-hmm. You got to make that decision you want to change. Then you need something that's easy to implement. Mm-hmm. You need a program that's a system. And then you're going to start getting into a word that I think it's a word that we need to all practice, and that's discipline. You're going to have to have something that works with discipline.
And I actually have, as much as discipline, I almost want to call it determination. You know, discipline, I think, is another word for determination. And once you have that goal in place and you're starting to say, okay, here's my practical steps to achieve this goal, then you have to know that when faced with impossible odds, you got to embrace the odds and keep going.
Wow. Oh, this is good stuff this morning on the Radio Coffee House chat room. Cool Whip?
Yes. Already got a text from our daughter, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Shout out.
She says, the verse of the day is Jeremiah 29, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Mm. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future.
So that's our hope and our future for today, is that we're starting out with practical steps and how to do the impossible. That's a great way. We have got so much good stuff to cover. I mean, this is life-changing. You know somebody wants to listen to this, give them a shout-out. Give them a call. Give them a text. Tell them to get on. Because there's so much good information we're going to be covering here in the next 45 minutes. My name is Robert Whipple, your host. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll see you on the other side.
Let me introduce you to the new book, The Big Day That Can Change Your Life. If there was a hall of fame for saying ridiculous things, do you think you'd be in it? We've all had words fly out of our mouth that we wish we could take back. It never leaves us feeling good, and it doesn't seem that dealing with the aftermath is a hobby for anyone. It's a fact of life that what comes out of us is just the fruit of what's inside of us. How would you like to see your life transformed from the inside out? The truth is, you're better than you think you are. Changing your perspective of yourself will not only change the words you speak, but your actions and emotions as well. As your personal life coach, the book, The Big Day, will take you on a journey of retraining your words and, most importantly, believing in the greatness of who you're meant to be. Don't wait another day. Buy your copy of The Big Day by Robert Whipple on Amazon today.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House chat room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
So we want your comments and opinions, and that you'd like to talk about, and that is our theme is how to do the impossible. Well, you can give us a call here on the Radio Coffee House chat room, 888-787-5543. Also, if you want some good information, you can go to our website, www.readyforthebigday.com. Recommend you go on there. There's a lot of good material that can help you. Also want to encourage you to go on Amazon and look up The Big Day by Robert Whipple. It's one of the, in my opinion, one of the best resources you can use. And a lot of the information we're covering here on the Radio Coffee House chat room is covered in The Big Day. It's a very practical application. So I want to get back into where we were talking about that goals program. So let's get into the next step in this. I want you to kind of just pay attention, and not that you're not, but I want you to listen up. And I want to talk about your first step is you're going to have some scheduled time to set this up. In other words, you're going to have to set an appointment with yourself, and the week up that we're in right now is a great time to do that. And this is going to take a little bit of discipline. This is going to take a directive from you, a decision. Okay, now I want to start making some changes in my life. So there's two phases. Now, this is real simple. There are two phases in this. The first phase is getting it set up. Okay, it's like when you get a package at Christmas, you open the package and you're getting it set up. That's the first phase that you have to do it. So let's talk about that. If you look at our system, the Big Day Goals Program, and I'm not knocking Heather or Nancy, I'm not knocking any system out there, but I will tell you the Big Day Goals Program system, in my opinion, is one of the best I've ever seen. And so let's say, okay, so why is that? Well, the first thing, to set it up, you can set up the whole package in 90 minutes or less.
You're talking about the whole goals system.
The whole goals program in 90 minutes or less.
For one goal or
all eight areas of your life, okay? You can do this in 90 minutes. This is the practicality of it. So that's our first step. Then the second step is ongoing, and that's the ongoing of your system or your goals program. This is how simple it is. Once you spend that 90 minutes setting it up, then the next step,
phase two,
thank you, is to have ongoing system. And it takes you 30 minutes a week. That's it. And
so 90 minutes to start and 30 minutes continuing.
Yes, 30 minutes a week. So you set a dedicated appointment, 30 minutes, and then 5 minutes a day. And I call it the five most important minutes you'll ever spend in a day. And we're going to hopefully get into that. I hope we do. So let's talk about that, Mint. Let's talk about that for a moment, and let's talk about how that's going to happen. So we're going to start off with step one. Now, step one. So remember, we're at 90 minutes to set this up. Step one is to know where you are. You got to know where you are. You just can't start the race without knowing where you are. I mean, that right. makes so much sense to me. And what we call that, Pill Whip, is the quarterly personal assessment. She loves that name. The quarterly personal assessment. Now think about this. And that's copied in The Big Day. So yeah. you have this quarterly personal assessment. It's like, okay, you know where you are in your credit score. You do have a credit score, whether or not you believe it or not. I mean, if you go to the bank and you borrow money on a commercial note, and you have to have a financial statement. This is called the quarterly personal assessment. This is how cool this is. It takes you literally 5 to 7 minutes at the most to fill it out. That's it, 5 to 7 minutes. And you know exactly where you are. You know exactly what you need to do, and it gives you the metrics to start measuring this.
And the point is, you even wrote it in The Big Day, is that you can't get to where you're going until you first know where you are.
Yeah. I mean, it makes common sense.
And if we're talking about doing the impossible, you have to have some kind of a roadmap. And so that's great. I mean, the quarterly personal assessment, as you said, is in The Big Day book. So feel free to go and buy it.
I mean, I've never seen anything like that. I mean, really, I never have seen anything like mm-hmm. that. So here we are, and you fill this out. It takes you 5 minutes to 7 minutes. Now, I will tell you, you may have to brace yourself. You know, you may have to have a glass or two, three glasses of wine. No, I'm just kidding. But you may want to brace yourself because when you fill
the coffee,
this is coffee.
Oh, the coffee radio house chat room. So you may have to brace yourself, but this is kind of like where the rubber meets the road. This is where the real truth begins. And when you start doing this and you take that 5 to 7 minutes to fill out, then you have a realistic plan on to know where you're going.
Yeah, and I want to add on the quarterly personal assessment, just so that people get an idea of what it is. Basically, you're grading yourself A, B, C, D.
A is great, B is good, C is average, and D is failing.
On all the 8 areas of your life. And if you're wondering what the 8 areas of your life are, you can go to the website. Again, that's www.readyforthebigday.com. And then you just go in and grade yourself on where you are as far as the beginning, the intermediate, or the mature stage of life in each of those areas, grading yourself A, B, C, D.
This is what I like. So not only are you grading yourself out, you're analyzing what stage of your life you're in.
Yeah, that's great. I mean,
because to me, that's really powerful. Mm-hmm. Because so the 3 stages that we talk about now, and you can write this down at home right now where you are. I mean, you don't have to have the Big Day Goal program in front of you. I mean, actually, you could do it on a piece of paper. You could do it on your notes. It would help you, but you could have that. So you just simply have the stages, and the stages are the beginning. And by the way, this is not age appropriate or age related. What I mean by that is you could be in the beginning and you're 45 years of age. I remember, Heather, when I started all over my finances, went through, Nancy and I went through 2 bankruptcies, through hell and back, had mountains, big tall mountains. We were in the valleys. Everything looked impossible. The odds were against us. It looked like there's no way we would be. And we were 40-something years old. So we were starting at the beginning in our finances. Also,
after you've already been to certain other areas and stages, right?
Yeah, and also in my health plan. I was 305 pounds, and I was lived in a body I was not happy about. I was ashamed with, to be real honest, and I was.
Actually, your goals program actually helped you change that, right?
Yeah, this I mean, like it gave assessment. Me a step-by-step thing to do the impossible. Mm-hmm. For me to say now, you know, that I can actually do something with my life, and like I just love what you opened up with. You thought every one of us have the seeds of greatness inside of us.
Every one of you have the seeds of impossibility within you.
Yeah, and this is and we've been hoodwinked by the big bullies of life, the big bullies shouting at you going, you can't do it. This is impossible. This is unrealistic. This is not even going to work. I'm here to tell you, Heather's here to tell you, Cool Whip's here to tell you, it is not only, and by the way, don't take our word for it. Take God's word for it. God said with me, it's all things are possible. He's for you. He's so much for you in the Bible. And I'm not trying to sound like a preacher. I'm just talking about realistic. I don't care what your beliefs are this morning. There's over 7,000 promises for your gain. God is so much for you. He loves you. You cannot be separated from his love no matter where you are. And that was kind of like one of our core values that we started with. We went to a finance class. I remember that, Cool Whip. You remember what the name of that class was?
Finances are fun.
Finances are fun.
And we went to that class.
Having finances are fun.
we were repeat students.
Yeah, the class lasted. It was given by Don Spear. Shout out to Don Spear this morning. And the class, Heather, was about 7 or 8 weeks. And so after you graduated the class, you went to the next class. But Nancy and I, we came back again for the second time, the third time, the fourth. I mean, we literally went through like a whole year and a half of that class. I bet I could have taught the class, but I needed that.
We sat on the front row.
So back to your overall personal assessment. So here you have your assessment and you're looking at where you are now. So you just do that and it's graded out A, B, C, D, like mm-hmm. Heather said, mm-hmm. and then you grade out where you are in the beginning, intermediate, or mature.
Yeah, so you're grading yourself on the current phase you're in, and then also how you're performing in that area.
Yeah, and you just do for all 8 areas of your life. So you just take that sheet of paper and do it out. And again, it may be a little tough, and it may be a little bit overwhelming to say, okay, I'm a D. And I'm telling you, folks, there's been no – I've graded out myself at a D so many times, I've lost count. So, and I like what I was talking to someone yesterday, and Michael Ray Newman. Thank you, Michael Ray Newman, for imparting greatness into my life. I just can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And he said, we can do this. We can do this, and we can make this work. And this is something that is so life-changing. This is something that gives you the ability to say, hey, I can do something with my life. You were meant to not sit in the boat, sit in the stands, and just watch life go by. You were never meant to do that. That sounds so motivational, but I'm here to tell you this morning, every one of you have big-time dreams, like Heather said, inside of you. If you would just wake it up, wake them up. You gotta take that giant, you have to wake him up and say, okay, this is the start. So our first start is to implement the quarterly personal assessment. So that's kind of where our first step is. What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree.
Like, isn't that great?
Right, it is.
And you get that grade out, you grade it out, and then you start. That's the first step. 7 minutes.
We're talking about, yeah, I love this theme. I love the theme of doing the impossible. I love it because, like I said, it's in every single one of us to do the impossible. We just have to let ourselves dream and actually want it. But then how do you practically, realistically do it? And this is the first step, the quarterly personal assessment. You just have to figure out where you are and in the long run, you know, begin to have a vision for where you're going in the long run. And so to me, I think that's a great first step. And just taking time for yourself to say, okay, I'm going to dedicate this 90 minutes to just seeing where I am, evaluating, taking inventory is such a practical step to making the impossible actually possible.
Yeah. And so, but remember, the first 7 minutes is just, it takes 7 minutes to do this assessment.
And it's then, so what, easy.
Yeah.
And I then, mean, that, you're basically saying that doing the impossible can actually be easy.
It's like so easy. The biggest thing that you said earlier and that we started off with is changing that mindset, wanting to make a change. Mm-hmm. You have to change that mindset. You have to want to make that decision that says, I want to do something big today. And then the bully's dumbed us down. He's dumbed us down from hello to goodbye, that you're nothing, you can't do this today. Mm-hmm. Who am I? I'm retired. I'm laying here in bed. Who am I to think I can do the impossible? And we're here to say that it's so easy that all you have to do is just take that first step. And sometimes you just got to show up. And I heard that a number of years ago, and it just, again, started changing. You just got to show up, even if you don't feel like it, even if the odds are stacked against you, even when things seem to be like that it's not going to ever happen. How can I ever do that? You just got to take the first step and show up. Folks, we have got so much more to cover with you. We're going to go into step 2 and 3 in the last half of the Radio Coffee House chat room. We are so glad you're joining us. And we have to take a commercial break, and we'll see you just in a couple of minutes. Thank you very much. Hello, this is Robert Whipple, the author of The Big Day, and I wanted to introduce to you Daniel DePinto.
Thanks. I'm a student at Texas Tech University. I'm studying musical theater and currently taking 18 hours of class, along with 25 hours of theater and an additional 15 hours of studying every week. With that said, you can imagine what my schedule looks like. But when it comes to managing my time, the book The Big Day has been a lifeline. Not only has it taught me how to manage my time effectively, but I've also learned how to thrive in every area of my life, not just in school. With relatable stories and sometimes painfully true statistics, The Big Day really teaches practical and applicable lessons no matter who you are or what your schedule's like. I highly recommend you get a copy of the book and try it out for yourself. You won't be the same. The Big Day by Robert W. Whipple, available on Amazon today.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House chat room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
So how to do the impossible, one step at a time. So you had a question you wanted me to ask you. What was the question, Heather? I mean, what was the question?
What's another question, big question, I would say cornerstone question, to doing the impossible?
That's a good question. Really, it is.
Do you know what that question is?
No, I'd like to know.
Why not you?
Yeah, why not you?
Why not you?
What, I mean,
right. I mean, you just kept saying, who am I? You know, the bullies of fear and strife and right. poverty and blah, blah, blah. It's like they want to say, who are you to do it? Who are you to do the impossible? But actually, the question is, why not you? Why not me?
Because when you're heavy, like he was, like Robert was.
Fat.
He
was. I was fat.
Oh. By the way, right?
Fluffy. He was fluffy.
Yeah. I was Come on, ladies.
He didn't see that it was possible. Mm-hmm. And so he made me go down and join a little gym. So I'm the one that had to go work out because my doctor had said I had to work out. So I'm going to work out. Him and the dog are sleeping. And so I start looking a little bit better. And he's like, wait a minute. I think I can do that too. So you just have to, change your mindset.
So he did. He asked himself, why not me?
Yeah, he did. He said, why not me?
Why not me? So how to do the impossible one step at a time. Our phone number is 888-787-5543, the Radio Coffee House chat room. Go to our webpage, website, good info, big time. Our website address is www.readyforthebigday.com. Sorry we hadn't been able to get to all of our callers, but we are going to go ahead and just take a moment here to take care of one call. And again, our goal is to try to get to your call. Please don't get frustrated if we don't get to your calls, because we've got a lot of good stuff, a lot of good information that we want to cover. But we'll go ahead and take this call. And good morning, Mr. Leo. You are on the Radio Coffee House chat room. What's going on in your world this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Just enjoying the show. Had a two-part question for you on the whole goals that you're discussing. And my first part is, how important is it to have written goals, in your opinion? And then part two would be, what are the advantages of having a goal system?
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I think those are great questions. Thank you, Leo. First of all, I think that before even writing down your goals, they really almost have to be written on your heart. You know,
right.
You have to really want it and choose to be determined, or in other words, disciplined to see it happen. Once you write it down, that's like signing your name on the contract. You know, that's like writing it in ink. So I think it's extremely important to write it down, because, you know, one of the things that Michael Ray Newman was talking about is that whatever you write down, you obtain. It's extremely important to see that in front of you physically, to say, this is my goal. Not only is it written on my heart, but it's already become practical and reality once it's on paper, or once it's on a device, your phone or whatever it is. It's extremely important because that's one of the first practical steps you're taking to see it actually happen. And to answer your other question, the advantages of a goals system, I think one of the biggest advantages is that it keeps you focused. Because when you're starting to work on your goal, you have all kinds of things that are just trying to interrupt your system, trying to interrupt your determination, trying to interrupt, this came up, you know, have to take care of this or that. It's extremely important to have a goal system so that it will keep you on track. You can track measurably how you're progressing and where you're headed. It's like the goal system is like having a compass. You know, you can keep even walking forward, but if you don't have the system in place, or if you don't know where you're headed, then you can keep walking, but you're going to end up miles away from where you
And you may
to
think
be.
You're That's doing true. Okay. I think mm-hmm. another thing that I believe, I want to add to that, Leo, and again, we appreciate your call. I'm just going to add one other thing about the purpose of a goal. I think it really sets into effect the law of attraction. You start attracting things that you start thinking about.
You really expect it more in another way.
In other words, when you get that law of attraction into, and that's what faith is all about, the law of attraction. Thank you, Leo. We appreciate your call. So we're going to get into the second part of this system, and just simply call step two. So first, step one is to set out your quarterly personal assessment. Step two is to, that I think is a fundamental step to awaken the giant inside of you, is to start thinking bigger than you ever have. Okay. So this is what you do. So you simply take out 8 pieces of paper, and we call this above and beyond. Now, it's not called wild and crazy. It's not called dumb and dumber. It's called above and beyond. And it's got that name because you have to start thinking above and beyond all you could think or imagine. In fact, that's a scripture. And so above and beyond is something you're going to do. So this is what you simply do, Nancy, Heather. This is what you simply do. You simply take each of the 8 areas of your life, you ready? And you write down 2 areas only in each of the 8 areas, above and beyond. Now, this is something that it may stretch you a little bit. I want to caution you not to just write down, okay, I'm going to win the lottery next week, and you know, or I'm going to go in, I'm going to inherit $1 billion or $1 million, or I'm going to get out of debt. Okay, that's okay, but I want you to say, okay, what is above and beyond in each of the 8 areas of your life? And you may think, oh man, this is such a waste of time to just write this down.
Well, give us an example. What is something that you've written down for one of the 8 areas?
Well, I think it's something that, you know, that you have to be cautious about just trying to compare maybe what I'm thinking, because maybe I've developed my thinking. But just like one example above and beyond would be getting out of debt, not owing any money, paying off your house. How about having a good health program? That maybe you've been diagnosed with a certain illness, and you go, I'm just going to believe that, you know, this illness that is going to take care of itself. Like, I mean, I'll just tell you, I've dropped probably 75% of my prescription drugs, and I'm not advocating that to anyone. In one way, I guess I am, but I'm not a doctor to say to do that. But those are things that you just start thinking about differently. So you write down, take each of the 8 areas. Now, here's the best part about it. You don't have to try to figure it all out. Don't try to sit and say, okay, now, how am I going to get that above and beyond in my life? Don't. Just, this is something that you start writing down. Now, what's happening is something that you don't see right now, and you're starting to attract things into your life. And so when you start doing that in that phase, above and beyond, then you come to the last step of that, okay? So you've done this. So let's say that's taken 30 to 40 minutes to do. That's so simple.
To think about things that you want to see in each.
The above and beyond, okay, in the category. And if you, by the way, if you decide you want to write something and you want to change your mind, change your mind. This is not like written in stone, like Moses and the Ten Commandments coming down from Mount Sinai going, thus saith, you know, this can't change. You can't change. No. Basically, change it if you feel like, okay. And don't try to over-spiritualize it. Don't try to go, well, I wonder if this is even God's will for my life. Just write it down, okay? Just start writing it down. And again, what you're doing is it's like going snow skiing for the first time. And you take those lessons. I remember we went snow skiing. They said, you didn't need to take lessons. Big mistake. You got to take lessons. You're giving yourself lessons in your thinking. And you're thinking that you're putting yourself in that position to be in that position. So here you go. So you take that, and then the most important part of this, once you do that, then you take 5 minutes a day. Now, this I've never heard in any goals program ever, never. And this is going to really sound a little bit on the wild side, but I want to tread on that for a moment. The wild side.
Well, we're talking about impossibilities.
So. Yeah. So you got to start somewhere. So I want you to take that. Just take one of those 8 areas and stop for 5 minutes. Turn off the phone. Turn off all distractions, the noise, and just start meditating upon it. Start praying about it. Start visualizing it. Start
dreaming about it.
Dreaming. I love that, Heather. Start dreaming about it. Start thinking about what you're going to do and how that's going to come about. See yourself enjoying that. And I think this is a big part of starting to change the inner part of who you are. Mm-hmm. And there's so much happening to your thinking. And I told Dan this when we came in today. I want you to think about this. Everything where you are today, no matter where you are today, is what you've been trained to believe. By a God, by an enemy, by a well-meaning coach or parent. You've been trained by television. I call it the training tube. anything that you are today, anything you are today, you've been programmed. You're like a program. You're like a computer. So you got to break that sometimes. You got to break that information coming in. So what you're doing is taking 5 minutes a day, and you take that for one area. So you, for 8 days in a row, Heather, you do that.
So you're taking one thing from your above and beyond, yeah, whatever you said is, yeah, impossible or just is bigger, yeah, than what you
and
have right now.
Remember, we had two things we've written down. So if you want to just meditate on one or think about one, but you really got to go deep. And it's kind of like when you do this and you go deep and you really start thinking about it, when you leave that for that 5 minutes, you're going to go, wow, I just felt like I just had a workout. That's what you want to feel like. You want it to start getting your emotions, and you want to start making it start changing where you are. And if you just have to go through the motions for 3 or 4 days, I'm way okay with that. I'd rather you show up and just go through the motions the first few days. And what happens is when you start faking it, and I know this sounds strange, but things are going to start happening even when you start doing that and you stop being led by your emotions. Yes, God gave us our emotions, but what you're doing is training the emotional intelligent being inside of you. You're training that spiritual being to start waking up. And that seed that Heather was talking about at the beginning is going to start to take root.
Mm-hmm.
So she talked about that seed in the beginning, and that was powerful. Man, that was so good. And that seed will start to germinate.
Mm-hmm.
It will start to grow. And then you do this for 8 days, then you do it again. You come back to the same item in 8 days, and you repeat this process for several weeks.
5 minutes a day.
5 minutes a day. See how simple that is?
One area.
That is so simple.
For 8 days.
That's just like crazy good simple.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I think that taking those 5 minutes a day is really like watering the seed. You know, you already have this seed of a paradigm shift with you. And then just taking 5 minutes a day to...
You're watering it, you're fertilizing it, you're
to see it as a possibility.
You're working like, it, you're working the ground around it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that 5 minutes...
You're giving it room to grow.
Yeah.
Taking 5 minutes a day, giving it room to grow is actually going to make it possible.
And I even, this is the way I do mine. I like what you said. What is yours? The way I do mine is say, thank you, God. I have your wisdom on how to see this come about. And that's just what I do. I say, thank you, God. I have your wisdom in this impossible. And there have been times that I've changed it, but there's also been more times that I haven't changed it. And it starts kind of like germinating. It starts growing. And then all of a sudden, kaboomy.
Kaboomy, we have a dog.
Mrs. Whip was trying to get the impossible here.
It was the impossible. He told me, I'm not quite ready, so I got to get him a piece of paper and put on the top.
You take his laptop. And you just change the background picture to a dog. He'll start seeing it every day.
Okay. This is called husband abuse.
We have one dog. He lived almost 13 years. The other one lived 15 years. So we've had a dog a lot. So
speaking about dogs, we're going to go to a commercial. I don't know what that has to do with dogs. But we've got to go to our last commercial because we're going to get into the final part of this, Dan. It's going to be so good. Fasten your seatbelts. The best is still yet to come. And we'll see you on the other side. Thank you.
Greetings from the big day. Within a few short days, our newly published book became a bestseller in time management. How would you like to know how to plan for success, transform your weekends, and achieve your goals? Would you like to learn the secrets of turning the seemingly impossible vision you have for your life into a reality and even a legacy? Sometimes all it takes is learning how to utilize and combine both your visionary and your logical sides. And don't worry, we all have them both. But it shouldn't end there. How about using the four areas of mapping and the four areas of planning your time? This is just part of the blueprint for success. And the good news is you don't have to reinvent the wheel. With inspirational and practical strategies for these and many other topics, The Big Day is a life coach that will get you on track to win big in all eight areas of your life. The Big Day by Robert W. Whipple. Buy your copy on Amazon today.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving,
without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House chat room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
Good morning, Robert Whipple, Radio Coffee House chat room. We're talking about basic steps in doing the impossible. We are going to go ahead and take one more caller. Once again, callers, I do apologize. We're not able to get to you. Got so much good information. We got to get into the last segment, but I do want to take just a moment and honor you for calling. And I know you've got a lot of questions, and we have a caller on the phone. Nick, good morning. How are things in your world?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking the call and joining the show. I have a question regarding your goals program, specifically with relationships. So your family, maybe parents, or even your spouse. When I think of goals, I think of career-oriented. Do you have any commentary on how that can apply to your relationships? Sometimes it's hard, for me at least, to see envisioning relationships with people I see day in, day out, or that are closest to me, and how to make those relationships the best they can be.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate that. And I'm going to try to answer your question and about how that affects into relationship goals and how that changes the playing field that you have. And one of the things that Nancy has helped me with, being my second best friend in the area of relationships, and this is just one thing, is one day she said, you know, okay, what if we get a divorce? I mean, like, what if we do? That if that happens, then you got to go start the dating process again. If you're gonna hook up with someone, and then you got to go through the whole thing of that, and then you got to go back, and you got the expense of the divorce. You got all the junk, blended families, and I'm not saying that's bad, but all that stuff. And she goes, yeah, why don't you just work out with what you have? And so the goals program gives you an advantage to go to work not on your spouse, not on your friends, but on you.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're changing you, and you start changing you, the world changes. I give you my word of honor. Listen very carefully. I give you my word of honor. When you start changing you, life changes. You begin to feel better. The birds will sing louder. The grass will be greener. But if you're always focused on changing your spouse, so what you
or
do is
friends.
Go to are your friends or
friends,
your
in-laws.
Your pastor or your boss or your situation at work. Mm-hmm. And I know people a lot of times, Heather, Nancy, can be like a human obstacle course, dealing with a human obstacle course. I mean, they're not perfect like the three of us, right?
That's right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. So
no comment.
Yeah. Oh, and that's not what you said earlier, both of you. So, you know, this is good stuff. So, Nick, I love your question. But the bottom line is you start setting in motion, having that goals program to work on yourself, and things will start changing along the way.
I've also noticed, actually, too, is that once you start changing yourself, whatever was going on in certain relationships, they'll want to work on that relationship as hard as you're working on yourself, right?
So, yeah, I like that. So here, Heather, I have a question for you. So what's another good question I should be asking?
For doing the impossible or just yeah. relationships or?
Whatever you, well, yeah, this I wanted to segue into our last area. So, I mean, I wanted to work into our last area.
Mm-hmm. You know, if we're talking about doing the impossible, one of the questions I would say is important, especially for women, which I know that it goes for men too, but what on earth do you do with your emotions when you're faced with the impossible? You know?
Yeah, talk to the women. Talk to Nancy. Big time. Okay, I want you to listen,
too.
Nancy.
I'm talking
okay,
to myself,
I'm
too.
I'm listening.
But this goes for the men out there, so just...
No, it
so
doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Men have emotions, too.
Not like women.
Yes, they do.
Boy, that was
yeah,
a
yeah,
bad comment, wasn't it?
No, but it's true. So what do you do with your emotions when you're faced with the impossible? And this is what I would say. Validate your emotions, but prioritize your vision.
And don't be mean to your husband.
Don't be. But seriously, validate, embrace what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Know that that's okay. You know, just roll with the punches in a way. with your emotions, but then prioritize and place a higher value on the vision that you have for your relationships or for your goals and everything like that. So don't throw away the emotions, or don't let the emotions, don't place a higher value on your emotions than you place on the vision. Because, you know, another great proverb to live by is that those without a vision will perish, you know?
Yeah.
And good. It doesn't say those without emotions perish.
Yeah.
No, it's those that who don't have a vision. Those are the ones who cast off restraint and just kind of lose their way in life. So you've got to validate your emotions, know that they're real, know that they're there. That's okay. But then prioritize your vision.
Good stuff. Yeah. I think that leads in really into number three. So let's just kind of backtrack. So you start your quarterly personal assessment. That's your first step. Just take 5-7 minutes to fill that out. The second is to go to the above and beyond section of your goals. Write down two things. Write it down. Important. Take out 8 pieces of paper. You can do it on your iPhone under your notes. That's where I have mine. And write out the impossible. And then the third is to, what I also love about this is the practical. And that's called your blueprint contract. And the reason we call it a contract, Heather and Nancy, is because a contract is something that you sign. It's something that you commit to. So if you make a contract, or you put together a contract to buy a house, you're going to typically put up earnest money. You're going to typically sign a contract. And, you know, we've all been taught not to sign something, but I think this is the wonderful part about this is on the blueprint contract, you actually sign this. So here we go. This is what you do. You just take your 8 areas again, just one thing, and it doesn't have to be relevant to the impossible above and beyond. Just one thing.
It could just be the next step.
It could be one thing that mm-hmm. you can do today. Or this week, this month, this year, one thing. Like my goals program and my blueprint, one of my blueprints is my health plan, and that is to build muscle and to drop fat. So I have a certain goal plan, and this is the goal plan. It's called the blueprint contract. This is really good, and it's a contract that you write with yourself. And just one thing, it's got to be practical. And so it says, what's important to you about this goal? List one person who knows the goal. List the obstacles. Describe in detail steps for reaching this goal. So what you do is you describe in detail steps of what you're going to do. It could be as small as cleaning out the garage that you've been thinking about and procrastinating, or it could be as small as just giving that person a call that you've kind of grown distant from and you want to reestablish a relationship. And then it says at the bottom, Heather and Nancy, I, Robert Warren Whipple, as of this date, do promise to give myself to do everything at my disposal to achieve this goal set before me. It is my choice to commit effort, discipline, and planning to achieve this goal. I will achieve this goal no later than. You've got to have a finish date, because if you don't have a finish date, you don't really have that set up. And my signature is my word that this goal will be completed no later than this date. I added one other item to mine at the end. It's not on the blueprint, but, you know, God's going to help me get through this, you know, and I believe God will help mm-hmm. me, and I believe that. So then I sign it, okay, and that's it. So this is the other 45 minutes. It takes 45 minutes to do this. This is in the beginning that you set this up. Now, remember, we have two phases, the setup and then the ongoing. You with me? So now we have the setup, and I do this. It takes 45 minutes to do this, just one goal for each of the 8 areas of your life, okay? It's just so simple. Then once a week, you visit this. Now, here comes the best part of all, when you complete it. What you do is you get you a red felt tip pen, and you write complete right across the top of it in big bold letters. Then put that on your mirror in your restroom or wherever you get ready in the morning, or put it on your vision board where you can see you've actually completed something. So what's in effect, that's what we're doing is we're bridging. Yeah. And we're, oh, golly, we're so much
how
out of time.
How about paid in full?
I like
paid
that.
In full, that's
I never
paid
thought about
full.
That. I like, you know, winner. I complete like to write winner across winner. Mine. Mm-hmm. So here we go. So what we've just done is we've bridged that practical with the super above and beyond, then back to the practical where we are right now. So you have that bridge building your goal plan. And, guys, wow, it has been good this morning. Any closing comments you'd like to give us, Heather, in closing out?
Sure. You know, we talked about the negative things that want to tell us that the impossible really is impossible, but I think it's time to show those things who's boss. You know, embrace the journey that it takes to make the impossible possible and just go for it. Start today and remember that today is your big day. As soon as you...
And we're not talking about a cliche here.
Yeah, we're not talking about a cliche. You know, again, when faced with impossible odds, embrace the odds and keep going. The odds are only odd as long as you consider them impossible.
Yeah. So you embrace today. Take it one step. Don't try to figure everything out. Don't live tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yesterday ended last night. Nancy, what do you think?
Today's your big day.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's awesome. Thank you so much, Heather.
Yeah, this has been good. I hope that... as you begin to start this system, I hope that you let us know. Write your comments to Heather on the website. Go to the website. The Big Day. You need to get the Big Day book. You need to get it. It's a life changer.
Yeah, the Big Day has all of the forms that we just mentioned.
Every one of them. Well, we're out of time. We appreciate you. Got so much to cover next week. We got a cool show next week. Can't wait to cover it with you. And we will see you. Have an awesome week up. And we'll see you next week right here on the Radio Coffee House Chat Room.
Your alignment, your plan, your thinking, your disciplines, and your attitude. These are the first five of 11 cornerstones that Robert Whipple discusses in his best-selling book, The Big Day. The progress of your life is directly proportional to the direction, condition, and momentum of these five cornerstones. In other words, together, they make up the vehicle you use to advance in life. For this reason and many others, whether it's a push in the right direction or a jumpstart for a new day, The Big Day is your personal life coach to help you move on, move forward, and embark on the adventure of becoming a better you in all eight areas of your life. Don't wait to make the small changes that lead to a big difference. Order your copy of The Big Day by Robert W. Whipple on Amazon today.
The preceding program was furnished by The Big Day.